Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Yes, welcome back.
Today, we're diving into a story that I think is going to really resonate with all of us here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
Yeah, particularly Pasadena.
Yeah, this is a story about voting rights representation and really shows how much power we have when we act locally.
Really hits close to home, this one.
For this deep dive, we're going to be looking at a 2017 article from the Texas Tribune about this landmark legal battle that put Pasadena right in the national spotlight.
And it's really fascinating because this all happened right in our backyard. It shows how changes at the national level, even Supreme Court decisions, can really have a ripple effect right here in our own communities.
Yeah, it's not just some abstract legal debate.
Right.
This is about real people, real votes, and real consequences. So let's set the scene a little bit. It's 2013, and the Supreme Court issues this decision in Shelby County v. Holder, weakens the Voting Rights Act. And essentially what this does is it removes the requirement for certain areas, including Texas, to get federal approval or preclearance before they change their voting laws.
And preclearance was this really important safeguard. It made sure that any changes to voting laws in certain areas with a history of discrimination wouldn't harm minority voters.
So Texas is no longer under preclearance,
Yeah.
and Pasadena under then Mayor Johnny Isbell.
Oh, yeah. Mayor Isbell.
They see an opportunity here.
Right. They move quickly.
Yeah.
The city changes its election system. They move away from a system with eight single-member districts to a new system they call the 6-2 map.
6-2 map. Okay.
Six single-member districts and two at-large seats.
Okay, so help me understand this 6-2 map and why it raised so many red flags. What's the difference between single-member districts and these at-large seats? And why were people particularly concerned about the impact on Hispanic voters?
Sure. So imagine a city divided into districts like slices of a pie. In a single-member district, you only vote for a representative within your slice.
Gotcha.
An at-large seat, on the other hand, means the entire city votes for that position regardless of what slice you live in.
Okay.
Now, this might not seem like a big deal, but it can significantly dilute the voting power of minority groups, especially if they're geographically concentrated.
I see where you're going with this. So even if Hispanic voters make up a majority in certain districts, their votes might not be enough to elect a candidate they prefer in a citywide at-large election,
Exactly.
especially if voter turnout among Hispanic voters has historically been lower.
Exactly. That's precisely the argument that Hispanic voters in Pasadena made when they filed a lawsuit alleging intentional discrimination. They argued that the timing of this map change right after the Supreme Court weakened the Voting Rights Act, along with the potential for diluting their voting power, pointed to intentional discrimination.
So this lawsuit ends up in front of Judge Lee H.
Judge
Rosenthal.
Rosenthal, yeah.
And her ruling was pretty significant, right? It wasn't just a local Pasadena issue anymore.
It was a big deal. Judge Rosenthal sided with the Hispanic voters, finding that Pasadena intentionally discriminated against them, which violated the Voting Rights Act. And this was huge because it meant Pasadena was placed back under federal oversight. They'd need federal approval before making any more changes to their election laws.
Wow.
And remember, this was the first time a jurisdiction was put back under preclearance since that 2013 Supreme Court decision.
So Pasadena really became a test case showing that the Voting Rights Act, even in its weakened form, could still be a powerful tool for protecting voters. This must have caught national attention, right? Were other areas watching this case closely?
Oh, absolutely. Judge Rosenthal's ruling became a potential blueprint for bailing in other jurisdictions, a way to bring them back under federal preclearance if they were found to be discriminating against voters. So what started as a local issue in Pasadena suddenly had national implications. It was a David versus Goliath battle that was being closely watched by voting rights advocates across the country.
But of course, Pasadena didn't just accept this ruling. They fought back, right? What happened next?
You're right. The city initially appealed the ruling, and they even received support from the state of Texas. Their argument was that a single incident of discrimination shouldn't be enough to warrant federal oversight, that it was a form of federal intrusion.
So you have Pasadena and the state pushing back against the federal government, all while this case is being watched by the entire country.
Yeah.
What a tangled web. What happened next? Did the city continue its appeal?
Well, this is where the story takes another interesting turn. The political landscape in Pasadena began to shift, and a new mayor, Jeff Wagner, was elected. And with this new leadership came a change in approach.
I'm sensing that this is where things get even more interesting. Tell me more about this shift in Pasadena's approach.
Mayor Wagner, he decided to drop the appeal and settle the lawsuit.
Really?
Yeah, he believed that the legal battle was a distraction from addressing the real needs of the community.
Yeah.
You know, this decision really highlights that local leadership can have a huge impact on the direction a community takes, especially when it comes to issues as fundamental as voting rights.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So instead of continuing this drawn-out legal fight, the city decided to focus on finding common ground and working towards solutions that benefit everyone.
Right. And it wasn't just the mayor. Many Hispanic leaders in Pasadena who had been at the forefront of this fight, they welcomed the settlement. They saw it as a step towards healing the divisions that had emerged during the legal battle and a chance for the community to move forward together.
So this wasn't just a legal victory. It was a moment of reconciliation for the community.
It really was.
It must have been a powerful experience for those who had fought so hard for their voting rights to finally see their city choose unity over division.
Absolutely. And one of the council members at the time, Councilman Cody Ray Wheeler, one of Pasadena's three Hispanic council members, he'd been a vocal critic of the 6-2 map.
Okay.
He captured the sentiment of the moment really well when he said, "It's been a black eye on the city. I think the important thing for Pasadena is that we get back to normal and work for our citizens."
It sounds like for many, the settlement represented a victory for fairness and equality, but also an opportunity to finally move past the discord and work towards a shared future. It's a great example of how thinking and acting locally can actually lead to broader positive change. It's not just about legal victories or policy changes, but also about fostering unity and understanding within our own communities.
I think that's a great point.
So what does all this mean for us here in Deer Park LaPorte in Pasadena today? What are the key takeaways from this story? What can we learn from Pasadena's experience?
Well, first and foremost, it's a stark reminder that voting rights are precious and should never be taken for granted. They're not some abstract concept. They have real-world consequences that impact our lives and our communities.
Right, and Pasadena's story shows how local politics and local decisions can have a ripple effect, not only within our communities, but even on a national scale. What else?
It also underscores the importance of being informed and engaged in what's happening in our communities. You know, if we don't know what's going on, we can't effectively advocate for the changes we want to see.
It all comes back to that idea of thinking and acting locally. Whether it's voting rights, education, infrastructure, or any other issue you care about, your voice and your actions matter. Pasadena's experience demonstrates that we all have a role to play in shaping the future of our communities.
And remember, you don't have to be a lawyer or a politician to make a difference. Every single one of us has the power to be a force for positive change. Attend city council meetings, voice your concerns, support local organizations that are working on issues you care about. There are so many ways to get involved and make your voice heard.
It's so inspiring to see how a community like Pasadena faced a challenge, head-on navigated complex legal battles, and ultimately emerged stronger and more united. Their story reminds us that even when things seem difficult or divisive, there's always hope for progress when people come together with a shared commitment to building a better future for their community.
Absolutely. And it's a testament to the power of local action, the power of ordinary citizens coming together to shape their own destiny.
So as you reflect on Pasadena's story, ask yourself, what are the issues that matter most to you in your own community? And what steps can you take to think and act locally and make a difference?
Remember, change doesn't just happen, it's created. And the power to create change lies within each and every one of us.
Yeah, it can feel overwhelming sometimes, like where do you even begin?
Right.
But Pasadena's story shows us that change starts with that local focus. You know, with getting involved in our own communities.
Absolutely. And that's where organizations like Think and Act Locally come in. They're right here in our community working to empower residents in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena to make a difference.
They provide resources, information, and a platform for people to connect with each other and work together on issues they care about.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling inspired by Pasadena's story and you're wondering how you can get involved, checking out Think and Act Locally is a great first step.
Mm-hmm.
They're all about making that local impact, helping people understand the issues, connect with their neighbors, and find ways to make their voices heard.
This deep dive into Pasadena's voting rights battle is a perfect example of why their work is so important. It's a reminder that our rights, our freedoms, and our communities don't just maintain themselves, they require our active participation.
We can't afford to be complacent. We need to be informed, engaged, and ready to act. And organizations like Think and Act Locally give us the tools to do just that.
You can find out more about Think and Act locally, including how to get involved or support their work by visiting their website. It's thinkandactlocally.com/donate. You can find that link in our show notes as well. Every contribution, big or small, helps them continue to empower residents and make a real difference in our community.
It's so easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of national politics, but Pasadena's story is a powerful reminder that real change often starts right here at home in our own backyards.
Yeah, it's a reminder that each of us has the power to make a difference, to shape the future of our communities, and to build a world where everyone's voice is heard and every vote counts.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Pasadena and the Voting Rights Act. We hope it's given you some food for thought and maybe even sparked a desire to get more involved in your community.
Remember, the future of our community is not something that just happens to us. It's something we create together.
So go out there, think, and act locally and make a difference.